Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Here's Dr. Harold Newcomb with Merck Animal Health.
For what you're trying to accomplish with the strategic deworming program is to actually deworm the pasture. And what you want to do is reduce the parasite burden on the pasture. If you're a cow-calf producer, you can do this by deworming the cattle 6 to 8 weeks after grass greens up. And then, if you're in the deep south, do it again with one of the self-deworming forms about 6 weeks later. The stocker producer should deworm day zero at turnout and then deworm again at 28 days and 56 days later. At day zero, you use two different classes of dewormer concurrently. And at 28 and 56 days, you use one of the Safeguard self-deworming forms. The nice thing about Safeguard is we have a form that will work in just about any producer situation. The benefits from doing this, if you're a cow-calf guy, come in the form of increased conception rates and greater winning weight. If you're a stocker guy, it's actually about 30 to 40 pound advantage over a grazing season.
For more, contact your local Merck Animal Health representative. As expected, the Kansas wheat crop looking a lot better than at this time in 2015, even with disease, bugs, and limited freeze damage being observed by those involved in the 2016 edition of the Hard Winter Wheat Tour. 300 stops, a total of 6 different routes going from Manhattan, Kansas to Colby, Kansas last night. And the calculations came up at 47.2 bushels per acre for day one, compared to only 34 bushels an acre along the same routes 1 year ago. Day two, they go from Colby in a lot of different directions and end up in Wichita, Kansas this evening. And they'll also be hearing at that time, not just from the Kansas tour routes, but also take a look at the size of the Oklahoma wheat crop. That'll be discussed during the Oklahoma Grain and Feed Association annual meeting later on today in Oklahoma City. Whether you're getting ready to harvest a wheat or canola crop or you're planting some of our spring crops, still a lot of worry out in farm country. Dr. Bob Young, Chief Economist of American Farm Bureau, says that is with good reason.
We talk with Farm Credit quite a bit, talk with a lot of ag lenders, et cetera, as we move through the spring planting season. And, you know, most of them will say that, you know, for the most part, you know, you might have an individual here or there, but overall, that they got through the lending season as needed and didn't have that many problems, really, when it got right down to it. But I think we all understand that, talk to us again this same time, 2017, and if commodity prices stay where they are, if we don't end up with, some growers taking some real advantages of some of these price pops we had like we had last week, we don't become very shrewd marketers here that we could be facing a challenge in 2017. We're not there yet, but we can sure see it from here.
What really do you think has caused a lot of these problems we've had that kind of developed over the last couple of growing seasons?
Just low commodity prices.
Are we too good at what we do?
Yes. Agriculture has a long, long history of, basically producing the profit out of any situation. And, and here we are again. You know, once demand growth stopped, we produced 15 billion bushels of or 15 billion gallons of ethanol. We've got the Chinese economy, kind of backing off a little bit. So their input demand's kind of slowing down as well. And so, you don't have the export growth coming out of China. You don't have the domestic demand growth coming out of the ethanol side. If there's no demand growth, I don't care what level of demand we're talking about hitting. If there's no growth, we can hit that number and, as I say, produce all the profit out of it, whatever that level happens to be.
Talking about the challenges of today's ag economy, Dr. Bob Young of Farm Bureau. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the Limousine and Limflex production sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, Saturday, May 7th at 1 o'clock. The sale will be at the ranch, 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga, Oklahoma on Highway 5. Some 150 head are being sold as 101 lots, including 50 purebred and Limflex fall pairs. For more information or to receive a catalog, call 580-597-3006 or visit the website at www.hallchr.com. The number again, 580-597-3006.
That's a check of your agricultural news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.